ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Tim McMaster here, along with Richard Justice, who's filling in again for Steve Gilbert, our normal MLB.com D-backs reporter. Richard, thanks for taking some time again. We're going to talk big picture stuff, looking to the regular season, back at spring training, and also some news stuff. And I want to start there. Zach Greinke, we talked about last week on the podcast because he didn't feel great about the way he was pitching. And then he left Wednesday's start, I think right after we did the podcast, with some tightness in his groin. But he felt great on Sunday, pitched a 40-pitch bullpen. And Richard, I love the quote because it's so not Zach Greinke. Said, if I felt this good every day for the rest of my career, it would be amazing. That's some good optimism from Greinke. But how is he feeling overall?
Yeah, I think he's feeling like he normally does. When you've pitched 422 games in 14 seasons, you take things a day at a time. And what he kept saying during spring training is, I know my velocity's but not back, and I know it's this way every year, and it always comes back, but you never know. And it reminds me of Randy Johnson once told me, he goes, if you keep riding me off every year, one of these days you'll be right. Now, so he did have some tightness in the groin, but you come back and throw in a bullpen. Torey Lovello has said, hey, the big picture here is we need him for 30 starts and 200 innings. And so he's going to start right now, as of now, the third game of the regular season. That puts him in the first series. And, you know, they've got a co-ace, at least, in Robbie Ray. So they're good to go. I think the thing is just to get Zach in a good place physically. I don't know if he's going to be in a good place mentally because he worries about everything, and that's why he's great. But, yeah, so I think the news is about as good as could be expected.
Ketel Marte is a guy who spent the vast majority of his career in the major leagues as a shortstop, 222 of his 229 starts, but looking more and more like he's going to be moving over to the right side of the bag and play second base. He's only 24, so I guess you can teach a young dog new tricks, right? But talk about him and how he fits that role at second.
Yeah, well, it's a good problem to have. This is a really good thing because Nick Ahmed is a very, very good defensive shortstop. He is going to play shortstop, period. But in Chris Owings and in Ketel Marte, they have two guys that can play second or short. So what Torey Lovello has the option of is mixing and matching, moving those three guys around. So Marte and Ahmed will start opening day. They'll be the middle infield combo. But Chris Owings is a very valuable part of that team. And so he will move back and forth. Basically, you have three guys for two spots, three pretty above-average players, and you have to get them all to buy into what you're doing, and that's part of what the culture of the Diamondbacks has become. So it's a good thing, and I don't think Marte will have any problem playing at second. You know, I think a lot of scouts feel, if you can play shortstop in the major leagues, you can pretty much play any other position.
Yeah, it's just getting an idea of the ball coming off the bat a little bit differently, but sure.
Well, yeah, and that is true. I mean, the right side is different than the left side, and you hear it all the time from guys, you know, moving from right field to left field is not as easy as people think because it does, there is a different spin off the ball, but, you know, at this level, these guys are such freakish, instinctive athletes. You know, the one thing is you want to get him comfortable with it mentally, and they played him a lot there this spring, so I would imagine he's there.
Richard, Jake Lamb's having a bit of a slow spring. He's 159 career versus lefties. Obviously, a huge part of this team last season with the 30 homers. He drove in all kinds of runs. He was a great part of the middle of that lineup. Do you think they toss around the idea in the back room when nobody's listening about maybe platooning Lamb a little bit?
Well, I think that went out the door when they traded Brandon Drury.
Yeah,
now, they
true.
Did do that. They did do that last year. He sat some against lefties down the stretch. He didn't start the playoff game against Clayton Kershaw. And you're right. He hit 144 against lefties last year. And Torey Lovello dropped him to seventh against some left-handed pitching. But Lovello said this week he's not a platoon player. And when you look at the options, Daniel Descalso, others, I mean, you're facing some of the similar things. I think what they're saying optimistically is we've seen him begin to progress in the right way against lefties. I think Jake Lamb is still a young player. He was an all-star last year. We're going to let him fight it out. We're going to root for him, try to put him in position to succeed. I just think the reason you wouldn't platoon him is, A, he's young, he's still growing as a player, and B, unlike last year, you don't really have a great option.
Yeah, that makes you got to have the guy to make the other side of the fit on the platoon. All right, big picture questions now for you, Richard. Looking back at spring training, what turned out to be the biggest storyline for this D-backs team?
Well, I think that the number one thing turned out to be no story, that it was stability, it was culture. Archie Bradley told me at one point, he would look at guys like Descalso and say, that guy's been a starter on a championship team. And what he told us is, if I'm going to be a bench player, I'm going to be the best bench player in baseball. That's getting guys to buy in. That's the chemistry. And the other part of it is figuring out who the closer is. You know, that's another good problem. Archie Bradley was a dominant guy last year, even though, he still sees himself as a starter down the line. They get Hariano, they get Boxberger. They're in a good spot in that. And so I think that's the biggest story of spring training, was that there were no distractions, there were no catastrophic injuries and all of that. And they're good to go, and to try to make the playoffs again. They are a very good team. The worry would be, of course, is that the rotation is thin. But you know what? This time of year, every club is worried about the depth of their rotation.
You mentioned the closers, and the next question I had for you was, what was the biggest position battle or battle on the roster in spring training, and who's going to win it? I assume it is the closer battle, but who do you think ends up pitching the ninth?
No, I think Archie Bradley, given what he did last year, does that. But you have three guys that can do that. I would guess they will line them up, Bradley, Boxberger in the eighth, Hiriano, and then mix and match beginning in front of that. And the other part we talked about earlier with the three middle infield guys. The one thing you wondered about, that they really solved their problem in that they needed Yasmani Tomas to come in and be good. But they go out and basically feel like Steven Souza Jr. fell in their laps. And it was amazing to watch. He got here in Arizona, Phoenix, and he knew the guys. He was a player there. Before he was a player there, it's been a smooth fit. And they feel like when this season's said and done, that they found a guy that, I don't know if he's going to replace J.D. Martinez, but that he's going to be an impact guy. So you got Souza, you got Peralta, and you got Pollock healthy again. That's a pretty darn good outfit.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, Richard, what prospects stood out the most for the D-backs this spring?
They didn't count on any of their prospects.
Nope.
They didn't take a long look at any of them. But the two guys just talking to, guys on the backfield, their number one pitching prospect, John DePlanter, a right-handed pitcher, and then Taylor Widner, a guy they did look at some. And I think they feel like at some point this year, well, certainly Widner, and then maybe late in the year, depending on how he comes along, DePlanter could provide some depth, because that's the question. Is they have the second best rotation in the National League last year, but they're not sure who their while the Dodgers are planning for their sixth, seventh, and eighth starter, the Diamondbacks need those five guys to stay healthy.
DePlanter was actually MLB Pipeline's Pitcher of the Year in 2017 as he moved a lot. So he's an exciting guy for the future. All right, looking ahead to the regular season, Richard, what's the biggest question mark this team faces entering the season?
Well, I think we talked about it with Jake Lamb hitting left-handers, the consistency of the offense, no longer having J.D. Martinez. And it's basically keeping their guys on the field. If this team that we're seeing now on their depth chart, if that's the team that they can keep on the field for most of the season, I would think they go back to the playoffs. They're a really good team, very, very, very well constructed, smartly managed. And I'm telling you, I know people laugh at this, but when you're around them, you get it. You get why it works, that they all buy in. They're all pulling on the same end of the rope, and I think that comes from having guys like Paul Goldschmidt as your leader, and that whatever we have to do for us, that's what I'm going to do for me.
It's going to be a lot of fun watching that battle in the NL West this season with them, the Rockies, the Dodgers, the Padres, a lot of young talent. So many good teams out there, Richard. It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Tim.
And thank you out there for listening to MLB.com Extras, our D-backs edition.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.